It's been 2 weeks since Education Minister Dan Tehan has proposed for research funding to be financed according to the national interest. Scientists are still angry. The idea of subjecting science to a national interest test, better known as the pub test, has prominent scientist Dr. Paul Willis buzzing. Paul Willis is the former presenter of the ABC science show Catalyst and former director of RI Oz. Dr. Willis told Wire reporter Nathan Regter that such a disrespect for science is an ongoing national dilemma.
I think that really we need to be looking at the whole onslaught onto the research agenda across the nation as it's been playing out over the last few weeks, if not the last couple of years. What we're seeing are ideological-based attacks aiming at controlling or redirecting the research effort into areas that the political overlords want the research agenda to go in, rather than what is required for the safety of the nation. Where is the funding for climate change, the future of the Great Barrier Reef? These are all missed opportunities to fund research in the national interest.
Do you think we're actually able to know what research will be useful in the future, or should all disciplines be focused and funded equally?
You don't know where it's going to lead, and so we do need to look for mechanisms which ensure that research is done fruitfully in all sorts of areas. The big success story of Australian research that we like to tout out is the development of Wi-Fi, which sprang out of research into looking for supernova in distant galaxies. Now, who would have thought that looking for supernova in distant galaxies would have led to the conversation that you and I are having on a mobile phone today? You can't predict where this research is going to go. So that's another wrinkle in the whole idea of a national interest test. Don't forget that overall, Australia is still behind the OECD average in the funding of research in general. So when you talk about redistributing what's left in the pot, when you talk about taking funding away and out of the pot, that pot's already running dry. It's about time we, as a nation, had a complete rethink with our relationship to research and the utility and the benefit that it provides for the nation. I think that the latest research shows that for every dollar that you put into research, you're looking at $3.50 in return to the economy when that research comes to fruition. So why are we not investing in the future by having a robust and well-funded research agenda in this nation?
And we've seen in the past, as some in Birmingham, fusing $4.2 million into research grants. So how do you think this new proposal is? Do you think it's just a further cover-up for the continued attacks on humanities research?
The conservative end of politics in this country, anti-intellectualism is their gig. And anything that smacks of an intelligent solution to real-world problems seems to be something that they want to quash or control. And that's really all that we're seeing here. These are research projects that have great potential for the nation, and they're being quashed because of ideological predilections of in this case, the conservative end of government.
Former Director of the Royal Institute of Australia, Dr. Paul Willis, speaking to The Wire's Nathan Regter.